Question 3. Have you met other people affected by the same rare disease? Yes, indeed. I actually created the first webpage by someone who had aniridia way back in 1997. Since then, I've met many people and communicated with them through various means all around the world. It's been fantastic. I've always been really impressed and gratified about how useful people find it meeting others who have knowledge of a condition and actually have it. Particularly new parents who suddenly have a baby with aniridia, they find it incredibly helpful to actually meet an older person who has it because it's such a shock for them. I've learnt lots about the condition from meeting people, and it's great to have a chance to pass it on to other people. Question 4. Have you had a positive experience with the medical profession regarding your rare disease? Well, I've been fortunate to not have any complications regarding aniridia, so I've only really had kind of regular checkups, and generally I've always been quite happy with all the doctors that I've dealt with. I quite enjoy being subject of kind of medical education or research, actually, if it kind of helps further knowledge about the condition. So I don't mind being the studied by students, for example, or things like that, which others sometimes do resent. I've also been fortunate to be in contact with a number of excellent specialists and researchers into aniridia, so I'd like to take this opportunity to thank them for all their hard work into this rare condition, into this niche realm, if you like. Question 5. How do I think the lives of people with rare diseases could be improved? Well, I think I kind of alluded to it earlier about the being in touch with other people. I think it's really important that people have a way of contacting and being in touch with other people who have knowledge of the condition. So I'd say it's important to maintain support groups, and also for healthcare professionals to engage with such support groups and tell their parents about their existence and to be involved with those support groups so that they're actually giving out good advice. And on that note, I'd like to take this opportunity to plug the support group that I'm a charity trustee of, which is Aniridia Network UK. You can visit the website at aniridia.org.uk, and we have conferences and many ways of getting in contact with people who have aniridia. So if you have that, then please come along and meet us. If you have another rare disease or you have aniridia, please also post your answers to these 5 questions. You'll find them in the comments.